What's going on? Brian Jones here, the Marketing Mobster, and I am late for a podcast appearance that I am hosting alongside my brother Chris, the Jones Zone podcast. I'm crossing over into North Carolina, and for some reason I thought I had on the schedule 3 o'clock, but it's 2 o'clock and it's 2:06 now, so I got that going for me. But I just wanted to hop on here real quick because on my coaching call that I was on earlier with Steven Larson on the One Funnel Away Challenge, he really talked and hit the point home about the two numbers that you need to focus on inside the marketing game, and that is your average cart value and the cost per acquisition of a customer. And real quick, this episode is just going to be about how you can get your average cart value higher than your cost per acquisition of a customer. That way, you're making more money quicker. With the funnels are really cool because an example he gave us earlier was he said somebody who's an author who has their book on Amazon, say it's for $19.95. The average cart value of that cart is only $19.95. It's the potential to make $19.95. So therefore, if you're running ads to it, you can only spend $20, and then you're breaking even. So you see where their problem lies. But when you're using a funnel, you can actually put in order bumps, upsells, downsells, in the potential of the average cart value is just so much higher than just the regular no upsell, no order bump or whatever. So I wanted to get on and share that information with you guys. Also, I just wanted to get on because I need to publish, and it's been about a week since I've published, and I've been waiting on this intro outro thing. So I was like, all right, this reminds me, like 2 weeks ago they were talking about focusing on the who, not the how. So in your business. So that means, like, instead of boggling down trying to figure out how you're going to do everything and how you're going to learn how to do this, learn how to do that, you focus on the who. So basically, who do you know that can do that and, you know, outsource it and pay it? So I've been getting stuck in this cycle of procrastination for about, my whole life, but more specifically, recently, the past couple weeks, and I've been getting paralyzed by just trying to figure out just mediocre, like minuscule stuff that doesn't move the needle. So anyways, I'm just going to do the podcast. All of that to say this. I'm just going to do the next few episodes without an intro and outro. How about that? Or until at least it comes back. It should be back any day now. But anyway, I am pulling up to the podcast, and hopefully my guest Logan Tyler Nelson, good dude by the way, he put me on to Rock Johnson, or not Rock Johnson, Rock Thomas, and who's awesome, really awesome. But anyways, pulling up. So remember that in your business, average cart value, as long as that's higher than your cost to acquire a customer, you're good. But put that money back into ads, and then you're gonna scale. That's how all these people are making crazy money, with ClickFunnels. All right, man. Brian Jones, peace out.